thankful to be in Charlotte again with you and with the church and with Brother and Sister Chambers. And we're so thankful for the opportunity. Amen. And be a part of this meeting. Praise God. We're excited for what the Lord has in store. Amen. God's been pumping me and priming me. I'm about to pop. Hallelujah. But the Lord really encouraged us. Amen. Yesterday morning as we left the home church. Amen. God moved in a tremendous way. Preached on the cross. And God's Spirit just drew so many. We saw 12 new faces in the altar that had never prayed there before. And we were just so thankful for that. God's working in our lives. You know, if we'll just get out of the way and let Him. Amen. I want to be an instrument. Amen. I don't want to sit on the pew, be a bump on the log. But I want God to use me, but I want Him to be out front. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we're thankful to be here tonight and just looking forward to all the services. I'm sorry I wasn't able to be here last night or to this morning to hear Brother Joey, but I'll get the notes. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll knock on his door in the middle of the night and say, what was that you said now about Yahweh? Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm thankful. Amen. Brother Chambers, thank you, sir, for the privilege to stand in this pulpit. I honor you as my pastor. Amen. All this week, this is the man of God, church. Hallelujah. And I appreciate him. Appreciate Brother Joey. Amen. We've come, amen, with a burden on our heart, amen, to draw close to the Lord Jesus. Amen. Brother Chambers made mention to me, and of course he sent it out in the flyer, amen, that I might see Jesus. And been praying all, amen, that week, last week, actually for several weeks now, been praying really along that theme, just wanting to get closer to the Lord. There's no greater joy, Brother Joey, than preaching Christ. There is no greater joy than preaching Christ, lifting up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I can't wait till, amen, he gets to that name. Praise God. Hallelujah. No name like that name. Praise God. But we're thankful, amen, to be here tonight. I want to get right to the Word of God. If you'll turn with me in your Bibles tonight to the book of Mark, chapter 16. Mark, chapter number 16. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I want to begin reading at verse number 9. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 16. Mark 16 is supposed to be the book that don't belong in the Bible. The chapter that doesn't belong in the Bible. But I don't think they know what they're talking about. Hallelujah. I thank God for Mark chapter 16. Glory to God. Especially for these verses here that I'm about to read to you. Mark chapter 16 and verse number 9. Amen. Praise God. Will you preach with me tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm a little weary, but the Lord's already helping me. Praise God. You touch your salvation, drink again from that well, and you'll find new strength. Glory to God. Amen. Brother Chambers prayed for me tonight. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 16 and verse number 9. If you're there with me, say amen. Amen. All right. Now, when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, He appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom He had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with Him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they heard that He was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that He appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward He appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not that them which had seen Him after He was risen. And He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. I want to title this tonight, Seeing is Believing. Seeing is believing. Father, thank you tonight for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for the awesome privilege, God, the call of God to preach the gospel. But Lord, I'm nothing without you. I need your anointing tonight, Lord. Oh, God, will you come down around these altars with us and meet with us, Lord? Will you walk among these pews, Lord, tonight? Jesus, reveal yourself. I ask you, Lord, I want to see you, Lord. I want to see Jesus. Lord, I pray that you'll answer the clarion call, God, of every heart who has a desire tonight to see you in all your glory. Will you come? Manifest yourself, Lord. Make your abode with us this week, Lord. Oh, God, on this first night, may we encamp, oh, God, in the midst of the presence of a holy God. And may God be pleased to dwell with us, Lord. I thank you for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. And if you believe it with me, say amen. God bless you tonight as you're seated in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You've ever heard the term, I'll believe it when I see it? Amen. I've heard that a few times in my life. You know, I was kind of bold and brash as a young man. I boasted of great things and told different ones, told my mom, told my stepdads, you know, told family members I was going to do great things, you know. And that was what I heard, was I'll believe it when I see it. It's a phrase that we have come to understand and know that it's coming from a skeptical heart. It's coming from a heart, amen, that has maybe seen a lot, but still waiting to see the real thing. Church, the world needs to see the real thing. This world right now is in desperate need of the manifestation of the true Spirit of God. This world is in desperate need of seeing Christ. The real Christ. Not low Christ here and low Christ there. But to see the real Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, to know Him then must have been something. To have been able to walk with Him and to talk with Him and sit at meat with Him and to be beside Him when He prayed and to sit at His feet while He taught the Scriptures. It was an amazing thing just to think, you know, in my mind. I used to meditate on some of those things and just try to wonder what it would be like. And when I would read in the Gospels and I'd find places where it just seemed as though a holy hush would fall on everything around Him as He spoke. Never a man spake like this man. I love it when I hear His voice, don't you? I love it when I hear Him speak to me. When He speaks to my heart in those quiet moments. You know, sometimes you just got to turn everything off. Turn the phone off. Turn the radio off. Amen. Turn that silly box in the middle of the living room where all of your furniture is pointed toward. Turn it off. Amen. And get still and get quiet. Why do you think He likes the early morning, Brother Joey? Amen. Hallelujah. It's quiet. Glory to God. He can speak. He's not going to raise His voice to you and I. But He'll speak if we'll listen. We'll hear His voice. Hallelujah. My sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. I want to hear His voice. Glory to God. Jesus, in our scriptures tonight, revealed Himself personally. Not just as the one who had hung upon the cross, for they saw that. Not just as the one that was laid in the tomb, wrapped in grave clothes. They saw that. But to see Him as the risen Lord, as the resurrected King, to see the Lord in all of His glory, to recognize Him for who He is. There are three instances here, even in these verses. In verse number 9, Amen. He mentions Mary Magdalene. In verse number 12, he mentions the two on the road to Emmaus. And in verse number 14, he mentions the 11 disciples gathered together at meat. Three times the Lord Jesus revealed himself, amen, as the resurrected Lord. At first, they did not know him. They did not recognize him. But as he revealed himself in a certain manner, then their eyes were opened and they saw him. I'd like to preach tonight that there is a pattern here that the Lord would give us that we could draw nigh to him this week and we can see him afresh and anew. I'm not talking about seeing him with these natural eyes, but I'm talking about seeing and believing again afresh and anew in a living Christ. You see, there was something about the witness of the resurrection. There was a power that was not their own. There was a preaching that took place and a testifying and a witness in which those who heard it were drawn, amen, to have what they had. It was not in themselves, but it was a power that was delivered to them because they had experienced and they had seen the Lord. They had seen him. This world needs to see the Lord. Amen. And this word believe is intertwined in these scriptures. I emphasized them to you as I read them. Amen. So that you will get a hold of this. When you see Jesus in the resurrection power and the revelation of him as alive, hallelujah, and revealed to you afresh and anew, when you see him, believe takes on a whole new aspect. Believe takes on a new meaning, a new depth, and a new power. To believe is to accept it as true. To believe is to trust the word of. To believe, amen, is to have confidence in. To believe is to say, I am so convinced, I commit to it, and I'm going to act like it. Amen. Amen. I'm going to obey. Because I believe. And when a man obeys God, he gives the only possible evidence that in his heart he believes. I'm going to say that again. When a man obeys God, he gives the only possible evidence that in his heart he believes. I believe, therefore I obey. I obey God because I believe. Hallelujah. I believe in an unseen God, but yet I've seen him. How have I seen him? Well, in the same way that he has been revealed. Listen, this world, amen, needs to hear a church pray again, like they did in the book of Acts, chapter number 4. The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. Amen. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness we may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them aught the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. Listen, verse 33, chapter 4, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Hallelujah. I don't want to preach a dead gospel. I don't want to preach a Christ still hanging on the cross. But I want to preach him alive. Hallelujah. I want somebody to know that he's alive. Hallelujah. And I can't portray a living Christ if I don't believe with all that's in me that he's alive in my soul. Hallelujah. I need to see him again. I need to see him again. I want to see Jesus. Amen. Most of Christianity today looks at what they can gain from the cross. Amen. But the true gospel, when it has its effect, amen, brings ordinary people to do extraordinary things for God through a power that is not their own. Amen. In these last days, Paul told us of a people who had a form of godliness. Amen. But denying the power thereof. And he said, from such turn away. This is a power that can only be by God without any measure of human effort. We are living and entering into a very dark and perilous time. We know that. Amen. And our own strength has produced what we have today. Oh, very little progress and very few saved. But if the church could see Jesus again, if we could get a fresh glimpse of the resurrected Savior this week, personally and corporately. Hallelujah. You see, he came to Mary. He came to two on the road. And he came to the 11 as they sat at meat. Hallelujah. He came when they least expected him. He came because they were hungry. Because they loved him. Because they longed for him. Because they wanted to see him again. And he revealed himself not in the old fashioned, not in the way that they remembered him, but in a new and a living way. And it had a profound effect upon them. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. Amen. Let me show you what how Paul described it. Amen. The effect of this gospel of the resurrected Lord. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 13. These are familiar scriptures to us. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God. Or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Yeah. Hallelujah. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Hallelujah. Therefore, or because of that truth, amen, we are a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Notice the next phrase, and all things are of God. Hallelujah. Your witness, if it's going to be effectual, is going to have to come from God. Amen. Your words, if they're going to fall on ears that'll tremble, it'll be because it's not your words, but it's a power that's beyond you. And it is called the resurrection power, because you have seen him for yourself. It's a power in our witness that we need in this dark hour to see Jesus alive again. Hallelujah. And so as we look at these scriptures, amen, I want to draw your attention, first of all, to Mary Magdalene. Why was Mary first? Because he was first to her. Simple thought. Why will he be first to you in this meeting? It's because he's first to you. It's a novel idea, isn't it? Amen. He knew he could trust her. He knew that if he revealed himself to her, amen, she'd go tell others. She'd be obedient. Hallelujah. But yet when he appeared, she did not know him. She did not know him. Turn in your Bibles with me to John chapter 20. And let's read John's account of Mary's encounter with Jesus. John chapter number 20 and verse number 11. Amen. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. Now, Peter and John have already run by and gone in. Amen. She followed up after. You got to get this. These are different happenings at different periods of time. This is not the first time that Mary was at the tomb, but it was the second time. And as the Peter and John were moving away, amen, she stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down, verse 11, and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She said to them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back. Notice that. She turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Mary's going to carry the body by herself. I'm telling you, this woman was so in love with him and missed him so dearly. But yet he was nowhere to be found. And the place where she would have went to find him, he wasn't there. Because he's not dead anymore. He's not on the cross anymore. He's not in the grave anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, read a little further. Amen. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself. Notice, she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not. For I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God. And Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. She was so dedicated. She was weeping. She was searching. She was ready to carry him away. Hallelujah. But when he appeared, she did not recognize him until he spoke her name. When he spoke her name, then she knew. Why? Because she had sat at his feet. Because he was first. Even though she'd been taken away from him, he was still first to her. She longed for him. She wanted to see him again. She wanted to hear him again. She wanted to be near him again. She wanted to sit at his feet again. Hallelujah. Oh, I'd like to preach to somebody. Has it been a while since you've known the Lord in that manner where he called your name? The Bible said she turned herself when he called her name. Would that God would whisper in your ear tonight your name so that you would hear it and you will turn yourself. I said you will turn yourself. She turned herself. She responded to him. Then she honored him as Master. Rabboni, Master. She came And she looked for him. She could not find him. And when he came to her, she did not recognize him until he spoke her name. Then, turning herself, she honored him as master, and she became a witness to the resurrection. She became a witness to the resurrection. And then the two on the road to Emmaus, amen, in our text tonight in verse 12, talking about two coming into the country. Look with me in Luke's gospel, chapter number 24. Luke 24, amen, let's read these verses. Luke 24, and let me start, amen, about verse number, amen, 13. And behold, two of them went that day, that same day, to the village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you talk? And notice this, Jesus bore witness and are sad. And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering and said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto him, what things? When they had said, and then they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth. You see, the man, Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of Man, which was a prophet mighty indeed in word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. The very words of Jesus himself were in their mouth. What's that you hold in your hand tonight? A Bible. The words of Jesus. And yet they did not know him. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they have also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe. All the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Wouldn't you like to have been a fly on the tree as he passed by? Amen. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. How many times has the master passed by and we didn't recognize him? It just seemed like he was about to just move on without us. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. Aren't you glad that he did? And it came to pass as he sat at meat with them that he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way? And while he opened to us the scriptures. He opened to us the scriptures. They rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed." And he hath appeared unto Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. Ooh, hallelujah. Some of y'all starting to follow this. The two on the road to Emmaus, amen, he came to them. Why? Because their hearts were sad. They longed to see him again. And they had his words in their heart. And they had the truth of the scriptures with them. Amen. Do you understand where I'm coming from here tonight? They were so close. And he drew himself near to them because of it. But he was not recognized until he broke bread with them. Until he had opened the scriptures to them. And until he had sat at the meat with them at the table. Hallelujah. And he had broken bread with them. And then their eyes were opened and they knew that it was him. And they ran all the way back to the disciples. Amen. They were so dedicated to him. But yet they did not recognize him. They had the word. The third day, they had the testimony of the women and their account of the angel's words. But when he opened the scripture to them concerning himself, they responded. They turned, reaching for him. Don't leave us. Oh, don't pass on. Come and abide with us for a while. They responded. They turned. And he spoke the blessing. And that's when they saw him. And they became witnesses of the resurrection. And then the 11 disciples. Let's follow on a little bit further in Luke chapter 24. Pick up at verse number 36. And as they spake thus, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, "Peace be unto you." But they were terrified and affrighted, supposing that they had seen a spirit. They didn't recognize him. And he said unto them, "Why are you troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts?" I see, and that's the reason why he came. In verse 39, "Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones as you see me have." He invited them to handle him. To touch him. To touch him. They didn't just see him. They touched him. I said they touched him. Have you ever touched the Lord before? Have you ever had such an experience with the Lord Jesus? Amen, that his voice was so sweet. And when you turned and you responded to him, he began to reveal himself, his hands and his feet. Listen, the scriptures were revealed that he didn't just die, but he died for me. Oh, Thomas, reach. Hallelujah. Put your hand in here and be not faithless, but believe. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Oh, he let them touch him. Hallelujah. That's what I'm after tonight. I want to see him and I want to touch him. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Amen, amen. Let me read just a little further. When he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy. This is incredible. Am I real? Am I alive? Am I in heaven? Am I still here? They were so overwhelmed. Amen. I like Brother Chambers' word. It was overwhelming. Hallelujah. It was overwhelming. It so overwhelmed them that they still struggled with the reality. Yes, he is alive. This isn't just an emotional high. This isn't just a shout. This isn't just a run in the aisles. This isn't just a slayed out in the spirit. Amen. Listen to me. Jesus ain't in the business of knocking people down just so they can say they got knocked down and get up the next night and come back, get knocked down again. Come on. Amen. Every person I ever read in the Bible that fell backwards fell under the power of God's judgment. But those that fell forwards on their face, then they heard from God. Then the Lord gave them a vision. Then God spoke to them somehow. Amen. I'm talking about something here that needs to be revealed in the church again. He's alive, and it ain't in some joyous response. Hallelujah. And so what he said unto them, have you any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb, and he took it and did eat it before them. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Look at verse 45 with me, will you? Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Hallelujah. John said he breathed on them. Woo! Hallelujah. He gave them a taste of what he was about to tell them to do. Amen. But go and wait and tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. Hallelujah. He breathed on them. Hallelujah. That was resurrection breath. Glory to God. He revealed himself as alive. And their baptizer. And their baptizer. You see, the Bible is very plain. He revealed them himself by letting them touch him. Then he opened the scriptures to them and breathed on them. And they became witnesses unto the resurrection. And all these three, there are keys to Jesus' revelation of himself. First of all, his voice in the power of the Spirit. The voice of life. And then, in response to that voice, they turned. They turned. They responded to touch him. To believe for themselves. Then their eyes were opened. And as he breathed on them, they now understood the scriptures. They saw him as he is now in the Word. In the Word. Your Bible will never be the same to you. It won't put you to sleep in the late night anymore. And it won't gather dust beside your table in your favorite chair. Because once you have connected with him again and known again and seen him again, like we're going to see him this week, hallelujah, then the Word is going to come alive again. And the Word will not be be just words on paper, neither will it be words in our mouth, but it will be the words of resurrection power. And when you speak, and when you preach, and when you witness, there will be a power that is not your own. You will become a witness to the resurrection. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. I've got to close. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let me give you these verses and I'm done. We're going to come pray. Hallelujah. I put more stock, Brother Chambers, in the move of the Holy Ghost than I am in my preaching. Hallelujah. Amen. Look with me in 1 Corinthians 15. That great resurrection chapter of the Bible. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 3. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received. How that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And that He was buried. And that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And that He was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that He was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this day, but some are fallen asleep. And after that He was seen also of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, He was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. Does that sound like you tonight? And last of all, He was seen of me also, who was born out of due time. Hallelujah to God. Drop down to verse number 14. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Amen. Amen. Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. I've got so many other scriptures I could give you tonight. Revelation chapter number 1. I've not preached all my notes, Brother Joey. I've tried to be good. Amen. Sister Chambers, thank you for the message. Revelation chapter number 1 and verse number 10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white as wool, as white as the snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass as they burned in a furnace. And his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Notice that. I fell at his feet as dead. He saw the Son of Man and he fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. John saw him alive and became a witness of the resurrection. I want to be a witness of the resurrection. Stand with me all over the house. Lift your hands unto the Lord right now. I want to hear him call my name. I want to see him in my life. I want to see him in my life alive. I want to walk with him. I want to commune with him. I want to know him. I want to touch him. I want him to touch me. I want to serve him in his power. I want to be a witness of his resurrection. Father, thank you tonight, Lord, for putting your finger on our pulse. Oh, Master, you are here, Lord. You are here by your words. You are here by the scriptures we have hidden in our heart. You are here this week by divine appointment. You are here. And you come to us in your own way. And when you come because hearts are heavy. Because we desire to see another day. Oh, Master, you've walked among us and we've not recognized you. Open our eyes. I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. I cannot pray your prayer for you. You must come and pray. I'd like for this night to be a night of earnest effort on behalf of this camp meeting crowd to purpose in your heart and join with the man of God who commissioned us to pray, I want to see Jesus. Would you come? Let's find a place to pray tonight. Let's tarry a little while. It's still early. Come and let's pray. Let's seek the face of God. I want to see you, Lord.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name.
We need a fresh revelation. There's a world that needs to see the real
calling out your name.
He's going to reveal his name this week.
You can touch him. You will never
He's going to touch you.
The same. He is
I said he's going to touch you. Resurrection,
I will bless
being made conformable unto his death.
He is here. Listen closer. Hear him calling out your name.
Hallelujah.
touch him, you will never be the same. Oh, he is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here.
In this true